Yeah.
That's true.
So, we're good to go. All right. All right, it's now 5 o'clock and I'll call the meeting to order for the Sewage Commission Orville Region for May 27th, 2025 at 5 p.m. We're meeting here in the SCORE boardroom. Can we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Commissioner Salvucci.
Here.
Commissioner Mastalotto.
Here.
Commissioner Pittman.
Here.
Commissioner Goodson.
Yes.
Commissioner Coach.
Here.
Commissioner Clark.
Here.
All here.
All right. Salute the flag, please stand. Flag is off to our right. Salute and pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have some visitors yet?
No. Yeah, they're out there. I don't
think. Item number 5, board meeting minutes coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we included the board meeting minutes from April 22nd in your packet for review. If you have any questions, and the special meeting from May 13th. If there's any questions, I can answer those now, or if you guys saw any errors that you want corrected.
Hey, Commissioner, have comments?
No comments.
No comments? I'll give it to a motion. To approve?
And then to approve.
Second that.
We'll just do a roll call by consensus. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 No opposed? Carried. Number 6, authorization of warrants.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we included the warrants in your... I'm sorry. I'm jumping. This is your. This is yours. I'm confused. This is your matter. My fault. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. You should just stay in the lead. Yeah, we did all the warrants today. It was a pretty tall stack of things. And where's my number here?
I got you.
Yeah. Right above the green line.
Oh. There, thank you very much. Basically, we paid out about $863,504.84 and found everything in order. And then we have a number of transfers that occurred. To LAIF and to the money market and so on and so forth. So I would move to approve unless there's any questions.
Let's just say warrants paid at this meeting were numbers 303-58 through 304-21 in the amount of $863,504.84 with commissioner's checks 11670 through 11675 and electronic fund transfers.
I'll second that.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? So carry.
I like how you put the transfers on there.
Yep. It's kind of different paperwork. Is there a reason we have
it? It is, yeah. We switched to QuickBooks online. From QuickBooks desktop. That's why your checks are a little, the stubs are a little different, and this paperwork's a little different. And we've had some growing pains, but they're figuring it out.
Next item is fiscal reports. Any fiscal report?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, we included the fiscal reports for April in your packet for your review. If there's any questions, I can answer those now.
Looking around the room, anyone have a question about fiscal reports? Or I just noticed that we've started making payments to the contractors doing work.
Yes, we did make our first payment to the contractor this month, and we paid them, and then we paid 10% into the retainage account, which is basically an escrow account that we release once the job is completed. So we have started paying on the upgrade project, yes.
First payment, I believe.
All right, any questions from commissioners? If not, we'll... We see this as an information item?
Yep.
Number 8, we're going to move to the end of the agenda tonight. So we'll call it item number 9 now.
Number 10, sorry.
Oh, 10, excuse me. Sorry, I didn't
fall. That's my fault. That's commissioners, right. I put the agenda in the wrong order. We need to do 10.
Item number 10, the consider proposals for the solar array contract.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, so we have the guys from United Sun here to kind of give us a little breakdown and explain why their proposal is good for us and give you guys an opportunity to ask any questions of them. Go ahead, guys.
Welcome, gentlemen. Please state your name so we can get it in the record.
Josh Biggington.
I'm Kevin Harris, sir. And Philip Egan couldn't be here today. He's a other co-owner, but he's out of the country currently. So.
Which country? Which company are you from?
United Sun.
7-1 on the proposal.
We have a copy of it.
Okay.
And what's it going to do for us?
So the system would be a non-export system. So your existing system is on NEM2, or one of the two. In any other case, this new system would be a non-export system. It would run in parallel with PG&E, and it wouldn't affect the status of your existing system. And we would do that through applications through PG&E. They have a whole set of on the portal just for non-export in addition to an NEM project.
Yeah, currently with you're on net energy metering 2, and the new rules for net energy metering 3 are not nearly as favorable. So we don't want to bump the system off of its current net energy metering interconnection agreement with them. So the only way to do that is to get around to do as a non-export system. So anything new that we add will not export any additional electricity to PG&E, but it will cause what the current system is producing to export more of that electricity that
So offset more usage in real time with the new system, but it'll also make the old system export to its limit because you have much more power in your grid from the solar. So it has to go somewhere. So it's going to go back to the...
Yeah, it goes in a circle. So it's going to go back through the old system, back to PG&E.
Yeah.
This is kind of an open door question, but with NEM2 and our old system, as we continue to upgrade and repair that, do you see that ever going away? Is there an expiration date on that particular offering?
Yeah, that ends 2037 for us. On our existing system, we will get kicked to the whatever rate PG&E is offering at that time in 2037.
And that's regardless of...
Right. Regardless of what we do.
Yes.
So in the meantime, batteries would be something we would look at if we were on net energy metering 3.3. And we do that all the time on systems now, but it's pointless. When we're looking at all the options, it's the most cost-effective way and keep that NEM2 status. Mm-hmm. Also, perhaps 12 years down the road, maybe batteries would be abused, but in the meantime, the life of the battery, deal with it down the road if you don't see that.
So is this without batteries?
Yes, this is the system without batteries.
I have to tell you, I got a chance to visit Moss Landing, PG&E's facility. I was not impressed with batteries, especially after we got great detail with the people that were on scene when the first battery caught fire and they weren't able to deal with it. And then the following second one. So it's a big problem, especially in that size of shipping container size battery unit. So.
Right.
Have you seen any improvement in batteries in the last couple of years to make them more safe?
Yeah, they're always coming out with new standards for batteries. They are getting safer. Residential batteries are pretty safe these days. When you get on a commercial scale, it just becomes a whole different beast. But they're working towards getting better systems. Like the batteries we would use on a project like this have enclosures that are completely fireproof, and they're all like sections you have to keep them like 2 feet apart, and so it's they make rules where Moss Landing won't happen again.
Yeah. Well, that was my impression there. Anybody that's put batteries on, I tell them, put it on exterior walls and somewhere where you don't mind the fire burning something.
Exactly.
You're not going to put it out. The most interesting thing when I asked them, I said, so your battery unit that caught fire, did you get to investigate and decide, was it the lithium, the cobalt, or the other metals, or was it the partitions in the battery that caught fire?
We don't know. Tesla took it from us.
Oh, wow.
So just, I just have a question. What was your reservation in determining not to go with battery? And was it for a couple of those reasons, lithium, cobalt, limited lifespan?
It wasn't so much the fire hazard or anything like that. It was simply because of the financial aspect of it. It's not needed. It's a much better, to add the cost of those batteries is significant. Mm-hmm. So the return that you're getting off of that battery as opposed to a non-export system just doesn't pencil out. It's just not as financially
it's
smart
okay.
way to do it.
Yeah, essentially what we're able to do is with putting in the new system that's so much bigger, it'll essentially power the facility. The old system that's there now will then basically be using PG&E as a battery. Essentially, it'll just be putting credits on the PG&E's system, and then we'll just be pulling them off at night and in the winter time when this one's not overproducing so much. So essentially, we'll be using PG&E as a battery, kind of. It'll just be credits, though, instead of an actual battery, it'll be energy credits, essentially. But the old system sells at like 64 cents a kilowatt hour, I think, and the new rate is like 8 or 5. You guys would know that better, but it's substantially, yeah, it's super a lot less. So that's why the good deal is to sell the power at the super high rate and use the power that we're making on the other system, essentially.
And we're not required to have batteries because we're commercial?
No, we're just not required to have batteries because in our situation, they're not. They're just not good.
They're not required.
They're not the best, yeah.
Because okay. I think in residential, you require batteries now.
No,
you don't?
You don't require them. It just makes perfect sense to have them. With the new rules, how PG&E set it up, they don't require that you have the batteries. All they're doing is it used to be under net energy metering, all the extra electricity that was getting exported back through that meter was pretty much getting credited close to whatever that time of use rate was when it was being exported. So now what their PG&E got away with was to say, hey, and all the other utility companies, the major ones, anything that goes back through the meter, they were pretty much crediting you maybe 20 cents on the dollar. So instead of sending it back at a fraction of the cost, the whole idea now is we're going to save as much as we can in batteries to use it later rather than getting, you know, 20 cents on the dollar for PG&E.
Okay, I was always wondering about that.
They don't require it, it just makes financial sense. But the more batteries you add, each battery then gets a diminishing return on it. So. Mm-hmm.
But what is required in new home construction, you're required to put the electrical connections in your home. And my daughter just did that in Chico. You're required to put, you don't have a solar system, but you have to put all the electrical connections.
Actually, you're required to put solar on the homes now.
Yeah.
It's not as much as most people would need, but
right.
It is required on.
Yeah, for a single family home.
If we didn't have the existing solar system, then we were just now proposing a new
system. It would have batteries.
It would make sense.
Oh, okay.
Financially, it would make sense to have batteries.
Yeah, because we have that old contract with that old money.
Right. I get it now.
The only reason why this makes sense.
System, so the new system, whatever it overgenerates, goes to the old system and then back around.
Oh,
it has to go around the circle.
Yeah.
So it'll be on a split tariff rate with PG&E, essentially, if this proposal is approved.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I also suspect there's a lot of commercial, like our sawmill over here across the street is getting ready for a big solar system too, just offset. I assume your business is having an increase in that kind of activity for large commercial users.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Strange. The rates have gone so high with PG&E.
Mm-hmm.
It's mind-blowing how much they've increased.
Well, we know one company over here, they're scheduling their workers to the low power purchase rates. That's, you come in and work during the nighttime when the power is cheaper.
Right.
Yeah, it's like, why? But that's what you have to do, so. I thank you for being here. Any more questions on this?
No, I have a better understanding of it now. Thank you.
Sure. Cool. All right.
You're based on a chief.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll be talking about nuclear here soon.
Yeah.
Hopefully in a good way.
When SCORE had the BP recall, whatever you call that.
Rebate?
Well, United Sun Energy put all the panels in.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they rehabbed our whole system. Almost the whole system, yeah.
Are you folks handling the, is it Sun Energy that had, they closed out the solar cell panels? They went.
Are you talking Sun Power?
Yeah, Sun Power.
The Sun Power is, was a manufacturer.
Right.
And they also had a leaky scene. No, we're not.
You're not attached to that?
Yeah.
You're probably happy about that.
Yeah, I mean, back in the day, when people would push the Sun Power panels, we have the best solar panels.
Right.
It's all marketing. It was,
yeah.
I mean, there's not a panel out on the market that we get that doesn't have a 25-year warranty on it. And if they would boast, hey, we have the best degradation. So they went, you paid twice as much for the solar panel.
Yeah.
When you could just add, maybe four or five solar panels to a residential system, have more power throughout the entire life of the system, and do it at a fraction of the cost instead of just,
I'll step on a little personal note here, because my solar system is 10K, and the panels, and the Tetra connections or something? The connections between panels where apparently there's a warranty job to replace those. So the crew came out and looked at my roof and said, well, we don't walk on metal roofs. I've never seen them again since. It's like, really?
That's really unusual.
Yeah,
it's like, that's probably as easy as it gets.
Well, I was a 412 pitch, so it wasn't like, but it's interesting to me that we're having this problem because I can't get in with that warranty issue. So I may have to talk to you folks later on.
Is that with Sun Power? They're hard to get a hold of right now because they're in bankruptcy.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So, and everybody's got a potential of being in bankruptcy, and I'm just asking the question because we're hopefully not to have that happen in SCORE for sure.
And we've done, we did Turpik Plant next door. We did the Northwest SBA Animal Shelter, Highway 70. We've applied for grant funding. We're doing their project right down here, that one is for. We'll see where the grants go.
And Eagle Electric is the sister company to United Sun.
Yes.
We do all the animal projects.
Okay.
We have three animal projects we're closing up currently.
Good.
Well, so it's worth it.
Are you doing the one for Sierra Pacific Industries?
No. I wasn't even aware.
They were used at the City Hall the other day with the proposal. They were just talking about it. So I don't know how far they are.
Sounds like you got a cold call somebody.
Mike Benham is the boss you want to talk to. All right. Any other questions, folks? Mm-hmm.
No? Thank you.
Yeah, all right. Thank you very much.
Thank you guys.
Thank you. Glenn, take it off. Take it away.
So, yeah, if you guys are ready to make a move. Me and Micah, we recommend United Sun. That's why we didn't really have the other two come in here. We felt that theirs was the best proposal. Didn't have the batteries. We liked that. It's just solar panels. We know how to deal with just solar panels. We deal with them right now. Having already worked with SCORE in the past, we liked them. We felt like they did a good job last time. So our recommendation, me and Micah's recommendation, was United Sun Energy for the 2.517 plus 10%, which would be $2,769,382, and not to exceed cost. That would be our recommendation and that we were hoping you guys were going to go with tonight.
One quick question I have.
Yes, sir.
I know we had a problem with security. Is there more cameras or something being added to this new system?
We do not have any more cameras or anything else that would be planned to add. We would need to actually expand our security system out to capture this one because it's going to be in the area that's no longer has or that doesn't have any security on it, which I'm working on getting a cost because there'll be a fence cost. We'll have to move the fence in that area too. So there'll be more cost than just this. I would hope that that would fall within this 10% contingency that I've added to the 2.517. It should fit in that, but.
The current contractor talked about on the upgrade project bringing in a portable security system and raising a camera up over the
during
site.
Construction.
Yeah.
That hasn't happened yet.
Phase two calls for when they put in the fiber optic ring to have cameras set all around the around the plant. But currently, no, we have no other plans.
I just asked a question.
It's a really good question. We should probably look into it, to be honest with you.
There's a number of yards in town that have started with high voltage wiring on the top of the fence, and it's becoming very successful because they don't want to be shocked.
Yeah.
Well, you know, depending on how the power gets back to the main transformer or the main switchgear, if they use the same conduit, each one of those Christie boxes has security switches in.
Yeah.
So that's taken care of. Like, they, mm-hmm. you know, stealing the wire shouldn't, like I say, couldn't happen again. But
yeah.
Yeah.
You're gonna
we should get an alarm for it, the tamper, yeah. Right. Tamper alarm, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, that part.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone's ever come in the steel pan.
We've never had an issue, as far as I know, with any theft out there. We did have, when you were still the manager, we had the guy that plugged in the freaking extension cord and ran an AC out to the freaking ditch. Like, but that's about as far. Yeah, no, they're sitting out in front of an AC at like
ingenious.
104 degrees at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, like face on the AC. It's like, whatever. The cord, yeah. The cord was probably 150 degrees. Like, it was, whatever.
A fire wing.
Yeah. But anyways, as far as I know, I don't think we've had any theft out there, other than when you guys very first put it in and they drug off all the wire. But other than that, yeah. But we should look into it for sure, and I will look into it.
Just a thought.
Yep.
All right.
It's a big investment. So.
Entertain a motion.
I did a superficial drop dive on all three. One, I like the fact that they're based in Chico, and so they specialize in Northern California, and they understand our local climate. They understand our permitting processes. They have a proven track record, and they have literally installed hundreds of solar installations. It's amazing. Credit rating 4.1. That was. But, you know, some customers, you can't please everybody, right?
Yep.
Can't please City Hall. So, I like them. I move that we go with them.
And, I mean, looking just at this sheet here, quick sheet,
mm-hmm.
you know, a 3.8-year payback, $2.72 per watt, and then you're getting that 30% tax incentive. I mean, that's, you know, 3.8 year payback, pretty good.
It's pretty awesome. Yeah.
No brainer.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome for sure.
And it won't be affected by whatever PG&E decides to do.
No, from here on out, when they raise their stuff, it shouldn't mess with us.
Right.
Until 2037. Once 2037 comes, then whatever's being exported will go down to whatever the new cost mm-hmm. that they're giving us. So we will have a change there. That will be mine and Micah's job to have a plan in place for batteries or whatever, so that that doesn't affect us. And the nice thing about this is we can start, once we pay this off in 3.8 years, we can start setting some of this savings aside for that plan.
Sure.
And so when we're ready for that, boom, we already have the money to go into that, put the batteries up, and not be affected by PG&E's rate.
It gives you the chance for battery technology to improve.
Exactly.
Yeah, sure. And price come down.
Yes, exactly.
All right. We have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
All right. Motion and second. Roll call vote, please.
I'd just like to get the not to exceed cost out there just so we don't. I have a hard line. So the original price is $2,517,620, and I wanted to add a 10% contingency to that, if you guys were good with that, for a not to exceed of $2,769,382.
Sounds like that's your motion.
Yes.
Okay.
So moved.
So seconded.
Okay.
Roll call.
Commissioner Mastalotto.
Yes.
Commissioner Pittman.
Yes.
Commissioner Coach.
Yes.
Unanimous.
Thank you. Now, did you want to go
to... Can I have a question first, though? Now, this is budgeted on next year's budget.
Yep.
With the tariffs and everything else, do we want to move forward on
that? That was the direction you guys gave me last time, I thought, is to put the pedal to the metal on this thing.
I just want to make sure everybody
Still
on the same page. Yep.
All right. Did you want to go to 9 and then we go to 8?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So item number 9 is a resolution number 01-25 authorizing Michael Disso, CIO of Strata, our contract IT specialist, act on behalf of SCORE for the purpose of receiving the fiscal 2022-23 state and local cybersecurity grant program.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. So we're bringing this one back. You guys approved this at the last meeting, but we didn't have, or two meetings ago, but we didn't have Michael Delzell's name in there, and the state wanted his actual name in the resolution. I don't know why, because then if he gets fired, then we have to have a new resolution to get a new guy. That's why I left it purposely with his position at the company. That way, whoever would fill the position, we could just do. But the state didn't like that. So we're bringing it back to get approved again. It's the same authorization you gave us last time. It's just we added Michael's name into the actual resolution. Attorney Jones looked at it, made sure it was legal. So should be good to go.
All right.
Did the funds get released?
They have not released them yet, but the state said that they're anticipating them to be released here pretty quick. So I've put a kibosh. I haven't spent any money in this area at all, and I told him I won't until the money is released. So we're just kind of in a holding pattern until the state gets it.
All right. Any other questions?
I'll make a motion to adopt resolution 01-25.
I'll second that.
And I believe that's a roll call vote.
Yes. Commissioner Masolato?
Yes.
Commissioner Pittman?
Yes.
Commissioner Coach?
Yes.
Unanimous.
So we'll jump back to item number 8, which is closed session.